Well, mostly they're scared. I mean, they're put in a position where they have to go back to work, and you know, the plants are staying open so that they can keep the food supply stable.
While other companies have shut down their plants due to COVID-19 sweeping through the whole industry, Smithfield is keeping theirs open. Eric explains to me what actions should be taken to keep workers and their families healthy and safe.
Well, obviously, ideally, I'd love to see distancing on the line, and I recognize that's a problem. But there are other things we could do. Higher quality PPE.
He says most of the face masks and shields are very low quality and made for single use, but are required to be used over and over. And while some of the plants have provided dividers on the line where workers can't distance, he'd like to see some more permanent improvements as well. He focused in on the cafeterias that are overcrowded and locker rooms where temperatures can reach 103 degrees on a good day due to poor ventilation.
Some of the plants have erected tents in the parking lot to give the employees more room for breaks and stuff, but I don't think that's a long-term solution. I think that if you think this is going to pass in a, you know, short time, that works. But if this is going to be a long-term thing where we have to deal with this virus 6, 8 months down the road or more, I think something else has to be done.
Yeah, and can you kind of paint a picture of why the workers here in Nebraska are afraid?
Well, there's a lot of lack of transparency by the plants. The plants don't, in a lot of cases, don't feel like they have to contact the people that have been exposed. They haven't done a real good job of making sure that if this employee is tested positive, that they immediately isolate the workers that are on, you know, that work close by them to make sure that they have been notified and possibly quarantined. Some of the plants have taken the stance if they're not showing symptoms, which is, I think, the new CDC guidelines, and they don't have to, or prolonged exposure, they don't have to send them home, which is problematic because you've got people that are getting sick without knowing they're sick, or getting exposed without knowing they've been exposed and taking it home to their families.
And that's exactly what happened to a family in Crete, Nebraska. A worker at the Smithfield plant was exposed to the disease and brought it home where their grandfather was exposed. He passed away from the disease.
There's a lot of plants, and Smithfield's one of them, that doesn't always get on the ball and tell these people that someone in your department tested positive. You guys need to monitor your symptoms. You know, people then can make choices. Oh, I have an elderly grandfather at home, so I'm not going to go home. I'm going to stay with a friend or wear a mask at home. There's measures they can take that might have limited the contact. And maybe by the time they found out, it would have been too late. I don't know that. But it's something these plants aren't doing. And that doesn't cost them any money at all.
Yeah, so you just think there's a severe lack of communication with some of these plants.
I think in a lot of ways they believe if they tell people these things that the plants are going to get scared and decide they don't want to go to work, and they don't want that fear. But by doing that, they're just generating more fear.
What kind of action do you think needs to be taken to move this along and to create a safer place for these people?
Well, the government needs to get involved. Senators need to get on board. The public needs to be on board. The governor needs to be on board. They need to move to more directed health measures that are clear and concise and enforceable. You can't put a series of guidelines out there that it's okay to follow or not follow and expect the plants to jump on board and do it on their own, because they're always going to do the very least they have to do.
Every Saturday, vigils are being held for those lost to COVID-19 in the meatpacking industry. Eric tells me about one in Nebraska.
I went to one in Crete, and I would say there was probably 100 cars or better. I was impressed because there was a lot of different nationalities there, all working together for the same goal. And driving through Crete out by the plant and back, I noticed there were a lot of people in the residences along the route we took that seemed to be out in support. It seemed to me that the community itself that I saw was in support.
For KIOS Omaha Public Radio, I'm Joshua LeBure.